With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jason Scott. Governor Gavin Newsom signed his first two pieces of legislation into law today, and as FM 89's Kerry Klein reports, he chose to sign them at a school where the water contains a carcinogen and kids can't even use the drinking fountains.
Newsom first introduced the bills to a room full of students at Riverview Elementary School in the Fresno County city of Parlier.
Shall we sign?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
The laws pull $131 million out of the general fund for several projects, including emergency preparedness, as well as bottled water and other urgent needs for communities with unsafe drinking water. In the longer term, Newsom also committed to the Safe and Affordable Drinking Water Fund, a pot of money for water projects that had failed to pass former Governor Jerry Brown's legislature. Newsom, however, allocated almost $5 million to the fund in the preliminary budget he introduced last month.
And I cannot sleep well. I know that's a rote cliche thing, but honestly, I don't deserve to be your governor if I can't figure out a way to get that done.
Newsom also heard from school administrators. Head Secretary Nelia Villasenor said parents come by all the time to drop off essentials their kids forgot. Lunchboxes, gym clothes, and most importantly, bottles of clean water.
I'm feeling optimistic about it. Just hearing him talk and things that he's saying and actually getting things done right now and not waiting till the end of the fiscal, year. So it sounds very promising. I'm excited.
But he couldn't help but touch upon his decision to reduce the high-speed rail project from statewide down to only the 170 miles linking Bakersfield to Merced.
I think this high-speed rail creates a real opportunity for economic investment that goes well beyond just the issue of moving passengers from one part of the valley to another.
Put another way, he said, by following through with this part of the project, he's ensuring the valley keeps its fair share of federal funding.
If you abandon it, you're going to have to give $3.5 billion of federal money that was appropriated back to the Trump administration. That money will never come back to the valley. It disappears. You're going to have to explain to me as a taxpayer and to all of you as taxpayers why we wasted billions more and have nothing but lawsuits and partially done projects to show for it.
Plus, he said, the valley gets ignored all too often, and its vast resources deserve an economic boost. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Kerry Klein.